The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Ladies and gents, welcome into today's episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by the one and only Hoopball. I am your host, Jonathan Martinez. Make sure to go follow me on Twitter at M42TINEZ. That again is M42TINEZ. I am, as I mentioned on the previous pod that I was on, giving out some futures bets in the NBA, I am one of the many talented hoop ball cappers in the betting division. And moving forward, we'll be appearing on more and more podcasts here on Today in Sports Betting. So I look forward to that. So make sure you guys are following all the Twitter accounts as well over at Hoopball. Whether it be just you're into fantasy, that's fantasy aspect, the batting aspect, make sure to go follow us over there on Twitter at all the Hoopball accounts. Got a lot of people working hard day in and day out to put out the best content. We have a number of packages that you guys can purchase over on the website. Make sure that you guys do that. If you guys enjoy the pod and the other pods and all the information and stuff that we give out, make sure to, you know, purchase another subscription if you don't have one already. And then before we get started and get into the nitty-gritty of the show, I want to give out some of the promo codes that we have for our sponsors, right? So obviously, this NBA season, and just any NBA season, I like to call winning season, because I feel like the NBA, for me, is the best sport we have out there. Obviously, Hoopball thrives on giving out countless information in regards to the NBA. So all in all, this is winning season. Like I like to, you know, call my fantasy league that I run, it's called winning season. This is winning season. And not only do we give out great content, not only do we, you know, focus in on the NBA, and the NBA is winning season in general, but we win a lot here on Hoopball with our picks, with our analysis. So all in all, it is winning season. And if you decide that you want to partake in some betting during the NBA season and want to win some cash, make sure to throw those bets over at MyBookie. And if you guys are interested in starting up a new account with us, make sure to reach out to me as well as the other many people that are a part of Hoopball over on social media, on the Discord. However you guys want to reach out to us, make sure to reach out to us if you guys want an account. But if you guys do end up getting to it on your own, make sure to use the Hoopball code, which is Hoopball, HOOPBALL, on MyBookie. Okay? And then, as I talked about on the last pod, Manscaped. Manscaped has a number of tools to satisfy your grooming needs, especially during the cold winter months. And then also, well prepared for once the weather gets better. You want to make sure everything is nice and trimmed. Want to clean up, you know, your beard, your chest, your other parts of the body that need grooming. Make sure to check out the many helpful tools and machines over at Manscaped. And if you guys make a purchase on there, make sure to use the code HOOPBALL20. That again is HoopBall20, HoopBall20, over at Manscaped. All right. So, yesterday we were not able to get on for the first two games of the season, unfortunately. But some thoughts before I get into today's slate. In that first game with the Bucks and the Nets, I really thought that Milwaukee would have some title hangover, but clearly not the case. Giannis not resting on his morals. Clearly worked on that jump shot. Looked good out there last night. And was effective from the free throw line. He went 7 of 9 from the line. So for you fantasy heads out there that drafted Giannis, thinking that he might, you know, make a step forward in the free throw department, obviously off to a nice start. I feel like as long as Giannis is shooting, you know, 75% from the line, and, you know, the turnovers are down and he's doing everything else, man, I mean, the sky's the limit. I think that's been one of his biggest hinders, is that, you know, the free throw percentages are always down. But if he's managing to shoot around 75%, changes a lot for his fantasy outcome. But as far as a betting perspective goes, I did have a small play on James Harden to get a triple-double. Unfortunately, he was two assists and two rebounds shy of that. Steve Nash, excuse me, pulled the reins back a little bit in the fourth with 3 minutes left. Obviously, it's only game one of the season, so you don't want to, you know, overwork your guys. They are obviously down Kyrie Irving at the moment, so took out Durant and Harden, the rest of the starting lineup, the main rotation there. But yeah, it was a good start from Milwaukee. Obviously, Brooklyn is the betting favorite to win it all this season. Obviously, they have a little.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Adjustments to make, but Milwaukee looked good so far, so good, and hopefully Drew Holiday, his injury is not too severe. They're down a couple pieces right now with Bobby Portis and Dante DiVincenzo still out. So you saw guys like Pat Connaughton, Grayson Allen, and Jordan Nwora step up big time in added minutes yesterday. But then in that second game, boy oh boy, was not expecting the performance that I saw from LeBron and AD. Very dominant performances and very efficient, except at the free throw department for both guys. Both, you know, turned out 30 and 10 performances. Obviously, Russell Westbrook having a hard time adjusting to his new team, his hometown team in LA. Be interesting to see how it plays out. A lot of people today all over sports talk, you know, throwing out the possibilities of maybe Russ having to come off the bench. And that's not a bad idea. Honestly, I think that, you know, the Lakers took a big gamble on bringing Russ to the team, because the biggest hindrance on the Lakers is the lack of shooting, right? So I believe Russ coming with the second unit and just being aggressive and having more capability of going to the bucket, it won't be as clogged as much with like LeBron and AD maybe not being out there with him, or at least one of those guys being out there, and Russ, you know, it opening up a little more movement in the paint. I think that could help. But one guy that they acquired during the offseason that I think could help out with the spacing is Kendrick Nunn and potentially putting him in the starting rotation, the starting lineup. They even talked about Talen Horton-Tucker being out there as a starter as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the Lakers can do. Clearly, spacing and three-point shooting and free throw shooting seems to be an issue. Game one was a very glaring sign that there's a lack of consistent three-point threats. You saw Avery Bradley having to come in the fourth quarter, knock two threes down to keep the game close. But on the Warriors side, Steph with an unlikely triple-double, plus 9,000 to be exact. And I'm sure no one expected that. Would be surprised if anyone had any tickets for that. Excuse me. But, yeah, the Warriors, man, they fought. And once the three-point shots started getting knocked down and you saw the ball movement was very key and crisp for them. You saw guys like Jordan Poole, who obviously received a lot of preseason hype, step it up with 20 points. He looked a little jittery in the first half, and then second half, I believe, had 16 points. So big-time performance from him. Looks like he's going to have the ultimate green light with Steph out there to shoot whenever and wherever they want. Wiggins didn't look too bad. Draymond Green up to his usual stats, you know, across the board. And, yeah, the Warriors, man, they pulled it out on the road. I gave out two picks on two of the role players over on the Golden State side with Otto Porter. I thought he was going to get more playing time. He looked good in preseason and just didn't look comfortable out there. Didn't really get that many minutes. So his three-point prop didn't hit over 1.5. And then looking at the other pick that I gave out was for Kevon Looney to get a block, which I thought was very surprising at plus money. Granted, he's not a big time shot blocker, but I felt like at least one block was definitely doable, and it happened. So went one for one on picks last night. Gonna be having a lot more picks today with a bigger card to look at. So like I said, make sure to get us at the on the Wager Pass. You know, get a subscription for that. Lots of great value constantly going in and out of there. Not just with basketball as well. We still got postseason baseball going on as well. NHL just started. Soccer is in full bloom. So plays all over the place, especially on the Discord. Constantly interacting with people. So make sure to, like I said earlier, get a subscription as well. But what I'm going to do for the show purposes is kind of look at some spreads, money lines, some totals to see where we can get some value here tonight, some of the bets that I like on the board. So we're going to start off first with my hometown team, the Chicago Bulls, taking on the Detroit Pistons. And I'm going to go with the Bulls here at -5.5 and -110 over on the MyBookie sportsbook. Just feel like the Pistons, even though, you know, they're a tough team. You got a couple guys that I feel like could have some nice years in year two with Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq Bey, and then obviously Jeremy Grant should be, you know, looking at another 20-point season for him. Kelly Olynyk, super underrated pickup for them as well. But their number one pick in this year's draft, Cade Cunningham, is going to be out for tonight's contest. So feel like, you know, Cade's capability of not just playmaking but scoring limits some of the Pistons' production. Their first round pick, or their first overall pick last season, Killian Hayes, should be getting the start tonight. But man, I mean, I still feel like, you know, the Pistons, and I talked a little bit about this on the Future show, really could have done themselves well having a Tyrese Halliburton in there opening night this year. And but instead, you got Killian Hayes. And, you know, not just because of that, but I just think that the Bulls, especially their starting five, big time starting five, is going to be one of the best fives in all of basketball, I believe, this year. And fun team, a lot of guys who could put up points. Obviously, Zach LaVine was their high point man last season. Made the big pickup for Nikola Vucevic during the trade deadline, during the offseason. Went and got Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. And they look good so far during preseason. Granted, it was preseason, but great ball movement. Number of guys being able to just bring up the ball and run the offense for the Bulls. And Billy Donovan likes a three-guard lineup. Saw a lot of that during his time in OKC. So, you know, you're going to see the ball and no pun intended, Lonzo Ball's hands, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan for the Bulls. But just think there's too much firepower on that Chicago side. So I'm going to go with the Bulls and taking the 5.5. And then the next game that I like, in a total that's already risen up from last night, you got the Washington Wizards taking on the Toronto Raptors. First game back in 2 years for Toronto. So a lot of hype going on for them. And I believe the total has gone up, and rightfully so. Currently at 222.5. I believe we go over that number tonight. And here's why. The Wizards still are a team that I expect is going to have to win games due to their offensive prowess. They lost Westbrook, but brought in Spencer Dinwiddie, who, if he can stay healthy, could have a nice year in Washington. Kyle Kuzma has a lot to prove. And then if you look at the betting board for scoring title this year, Bradley Beal, one of the top dogs to lead the league in scoring. So, and then if you look at last year, a lot of high totals between these two teams. And then looking on the Raptors side, even though they've lost quite a few guys, not just guys that have moved on, but guys that won't be starting off the year. I still think they have a lot of offensive firepower as well. I expect OG Anunoby to be another guy who takes a step forward in his scoring production, especially with Pascal Siakam out to start off the year. Fred VanVleet, you know, he could put up 20 points a night and expect his usage and numbers to go up as well with Kyle Lowry in Miami. And then, you know, you got Gordon Dragic, who seemed like he was on the outs when the trade happened. The sign-in trade happened, and he was a part of that deal. But he's obviously going to be a big part of their bench. And then, Chris Boucher was a guy that I thought was going to be out for tonight's opener, but seems like he's more likely to play than not. It'd be interesting to see how many minutes he gets, but yeah, man, there's a lot of scoring on both sides. And I think both these teams could put up points in bunches. I think this is going to be a very highly entertaining game. So I like the over 22.5. Still think that's too low. And then two other games that I like as well. I'm going to take the Sixers at -3.5. At -115 against the Pelicans. And obviously there's drama on both these teams right now. You got on the Philadelphia side, Ben Simmons coming back to the team, joining practice and getting kicked out of practice yesterday. Ultimately, the Sixers decided to suspend him for today's game. And then on the Pelican side, Zion Williamson had supposedly had a very low key surgery on his foot during the offseason, and looks like he's ballooning. There's a lot of reports saying that he looks like he's about 300 pounds at the moment. So just, and he's kind of been on the outs of, you know, not really feeling what's going on in New Orleans. So drama on both sides. And then obviously two star players out on both teams. But Joel Embiid, I think, is ready to take on the big workload. He's got a nice matchup, physical matchup in the post with Jonas Valanciunas, who I would expect could have some nice numbers with New Orleans being basically the number two option now. With Zion out, Ingram slides over to the one, the primary scorer on that team, and probably going to handle the ball a lot more than last year with no Zion and obviously Lonzo Ball moving on to Chicago. But still feel like the Sixers with Joel Embiid, with Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, might make a nice little jump here in year two. So I believe that the Sixers ultimately still win this game. Just feel like they have a little more firepower as well on their side. Think about also on the benches, you know. They got Drummond coming off the bench. He's capable of still putting up a double-double off the bench in limited minutes. You got Seth Curry, you know, in that starting lineup or potentially coming off the bench. Korkmaz, Green. You got a number of guys, Shake Milton. So I think there's just more capable, known commodities on the Sixers side. And I expect Embiid to have a big performance in game one tonight. So gonna take the Sixers on the spread at -3.5. And then my last pick for tonight's contest is going to be between the Sacramento Kings and the Portland Trail Blazers. And I'm a little surprised about this line, I'm not going to lie. And maybe I'm a little more invested or more willing to say that I'm a believer in the Kings being better than advertised this season. You saw them go through spurts last year. But I'm willing to take the Kings at +6 against Portland tonight, and here's why. The Kings, I believe, have a really good starting lineup, and they have a little more juice off their bench, right? Yeah, you know, you got Davion Mitchell, who I expect to see time with the two other guards, De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Haliburton. But you got Rashard Holmes, who's a guy that can give you a double double, and I think especially now that Marvin Bagley's out of the rotation, it clears up some things for him in the post to be more effective, not only rebounding but scoring wise as well. You're gonna have a lot of, you know, the rest of the guys, the Buddy Hields, the Harrison Barnes working more on the perimeter, opening up some stuff for Rashard Holmes to operate in the post. But I was a little surprised that Portland didn't make any crazy moves. Not surprised that they didn't make crazy moves, but added a little more to their bench. They definitely lost a lot. They lost Zach Collins, even though he was injured most of the time he was in Portland. Carmelo Anthony was a big time loss for them as well. Rodney Hood's no longer there. So, and then Enes Kanter not on the team as well. So they've lost some guys off their bench, and I think they're gonna have a hard time once that bench unit comes in, creating some points, some opportunities here. Obviously, you expect Dame and CJ to do their thing in the starting lineup. It might even be wise for them to bring a Norman Powell off the bench just because they have a lack of scoring power off that bench. But all in all, I think Sacramento's gonna hang in some games. We've seen in preseason and in the summer league, they had a winning percentage. And obviously that doesn't always translate to the regular season. But all in all, I believe Sacramento can hang in this contest. I believe it's gonna be a high scoring contest as well. But just think the 6 points are too much. And I'll take the 6 points with the Kings here on the road. So those are my four picks that I like as far as here on the pod goes. And I'll recap those as well before we head out. It's going to be a quick show. Just wanted to throw some picks out there for you guys and get back on the show. Get a little more familiar and comfortable here with you guys over at HoopBall as well. And so the recap for tonight's slate, for Wednesday's NBA slate, I'm going with the Bulls -5.5 at -110 as the first pick. Going with the over 222.5 at -110 between the Wizards and the Raptors. You got the Sacramento Kings +6 at -110. And then I skipped over the third pick that I had, and that was the Philadelphia 76ers -3.5 at -115. Good luck to you guys today. Like I said, make sure you guys reach out to us about any questions about subscriptions, about starting up a MyBookie account, whatever you guys need from us. We are more than willing to help you guys out in every aspect of basketball this season. And look forward to giving out my picks as well later on in today's day with some player props. So like I said, make sure to get on that wager pass. And good luck to everyone. Hope you guys have enjoyed the NBA season so far. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more excitement and highlights tonight with today's slate. And like I said, good luck, good vibes, and appreciate you guys tuning in to today's episode of Today in Sports Betting with the one and only HoopBall. Take care, and let's win some money.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.